Today's Shia Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Mem. We're up to Sif Beis. Vim Ein O Chayev Ba'Achriyaso. We're continuing the halachas of chametz of a non-Jew that is in possession, that has been deposited with a Jew. So he says here, let's say the non-Jew deposited the chametz with a Jew, and the Jew has no liability at all for the chametz. He's not responsible at all. This is l'chol ha'deos. Then, eino chayev levaro. Then he is not obligated to get rid of it. He's not obligated to dispose of it. Mishnah Berurah sif katan yud, eino chayev levaro, aval v'pesach, eino reshoy l'chadchila l'kabel klal pikadon chametz. He points out, however, that on Pesach itself, one is not allowed to accept any deposit of chametz at all, afilu below achrayas v'afilu b'chinam, even without any liability and even without payment, you're not allowed to go ahead and accept it and bring it into your house on Pesach l'chadchila. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Afilu im kavush tachas yado. This is true even if the non-Jewish owner is under the Jew's control, such as, for example, kigon shehu ger toshav b'shari imo b'chater, such as if he is a ger toshav and is living with him in his same chatzer. Even so, the Jew is not obligated in such a case, since he has no achrayas over the non-Jew's chametz, he will not be chayav to get rid of and dispose of the chametz. Sif katan yud alif, kagon shehu ger toshav, otzolomar she nis yashev bi'artzecha v'yad Yisrael shalel tzolov. What this means here, practically, is that we're talking about that we have this non-Jew that is settled in your land. In general, a ger toshav is a non-Jew who has accepted upon himself not to serve any avodah zarah and to observe all the b'nei noach, and we're therefore permitted to allow him to remain in Eretz Yisrael, unlike the ovdei avodah zarah goyim who have to be eradicated from the land of Eretz Yisrael. Now, here he's saying that we're talking about the fact that he's settled in your land, and the Jewish people have control over him. That's the ger toshav. And he's saying, the havamina shemamona kimamotcha. And the havamina was, this is based on the Gemara's, that the ger toshav's assets are like your assets. And you must remove such a chametz from your possession, even though it's you're being shomeret and it's the non-Jews, you might have had a havamina that you would have to get rid of it. So the Shulchan Aruch is coming to teach you, kamash mulan, that this is not so, that you still do not have to get rid of such chametz, even if we're talking about a non-Jew who you have control over him. The bottom line is, you are in possession of the non-Jew's chametz, and you have no achrayas, you have no liability, responsibilities towards this chametz, and therefore you're not chayiv to get rid of it, to dispose of it. Comes the Shulchan Aruch now and says, but still, you have to do something. What do you have to do? Tzarech lasos lefan of mechitza gavoa asara tfachim. But nevertheless, the Jew has to make a mechitza, if he has the chametz in his home, at least 10 tfachim high, in front of the chametz, kidei shelo yishkach v'yochlenu, so he will not forget that, all right, that it is aser and come to eat it. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Beis, Mechitza, U'mechitza shel sadin lo sagi, lefi shaholchim ubayin tachtav. And he says here that a mechitza made out of a sheet, this is not going to be sufficient because people can come and go underneath it. The Shar HaTzion points out that if it is tied underneath and does not move, this will be sufficient. Sif katan yud gimel kedei shelo yishkach v'yafal gav de b'shari suri achila v'analo v'yina mechitza. And even though, although with other items that are usher to eat or to benefit from them, we do not require a mechitza. Lo v'yina mechitza hacha shayni mishuk delo b'dili minei kulei shasa chayshinan shelo yavo lo achlo. Here it's different, because people do not stay away from chametz the entire year, and we're concerned that one should not come to eat it. Therefore, we require a mechitza as a reminder. Ubikvias kli al gabe hachametz lo sagi. Overturning a kli, some type of receptacle over the chametz, is not going to be sufficient. Why? Dilma yinata la kli l'tzara tashmisha v'yizgal hachametz. Because perhaps the kli will be removed for its own use, thereby exposing the chametz. V'lo etiru kviyas kli, and they did not matir a kviyas kli, where later in Simon Tuf Mem Vav Siv Aleph, ela v'motzi chametz v'beiso b'yom tov, she'i yishal esos v'chitza, v'gam she'ino ela l'zman mu'at d'belayla yivarenu. Chazal permitted overturning a kli over the chametz later in Shin Mem Vav Sif Aleph there, only when one finds chametz in one's home on Yom Tov, when it's not possible to make a mechitza, and it's only for a short time, since one will destroy the chametz that night. Continuing in the Ramah Hagav, the any Yehudi shemiyach chametz beis Yisrael below Rishuso, they are kofel of kli. Ramah says that if a non-Jew placed chametz in a Jew's house without his permission, then the Yid, the Jewish owner, should cover it with a kli. And he says, "V'dafka b'yom tov," is specifically on Yom Tov, "aval l'mukodem Yom Tov," but if it's before Yom Tov, "sarach lasos mechitza," then he would have to go ahead and actually put up a mechitza, and being covering it with a kli will not be sufficient. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, "V'eino yodia v'eino yehudi she'eniach," a non-Jew who placed this chametz in the Jew's house without his permission, "hashem in the gamba akum she'eniach kli." Shigam the gamba akum sheniach beli reshuso klal gam kain dina kemo bechametzo o bechametz shonachri shehufkad tachas yado. We're seeing here that this teaches that even with regard to a non-Jew who put down the chametz without the Jew's permission at all, even in that case, the halacha is the same as if it is for one's own chametz or the chametz of a non-Jew that was given to one for Shmira, that the kodem Yom Tov, tzarech lasos mechitza tafka, before Yom Tov, one must specifically make a mechitza, will be Yom Tov, she'i yashal lasos mechitza, and on Yom Tov, when it is not possible to make a mechitza, tzarech al kolponim kviyas kli, one should at least go ahead and overturn a kli upon it, and atam degam bezeh, chayshinan shema yavo la'acho. The reason is that here as well, we're concerned that one may come to Sif Katan Tezvav, Avalim Hukodem Yom Tov, but if it is before Yom Tov, She'ef Shalasos Mechitza, where it is possible to make a Mechitza, then that's when you have to go make a Mechitza. Who I did the Motzei Yom Tov, Dainu B'layla Rishon Shel Chol HaMoed. The same halacha applies on Motzei Yom Tov. That is the first night of Chol HaMoed, because it's possible for him to make a Mechitza, so he has to go ahead and make a mechitza. Mikavan she'efshar lo masos mechitza, sarach lasos mechitza. V'chein imeniach ha'akum b'chol ha'moed. And so too, if the non-Jew actually left the chametz on chol ha'moed, gam kein sarach mechitza asara, the Jew would also have to make a mechitza of asara, even if afili yodea she'akum yachzor v'yikachayu achar yom o yomayim. Even if he knows that the non-Jew will return and take it after a day or two. However, he says, miu, im yodim she'akum yachzor v'yikachayu ba'oso yom gufa, yesh lahakel nedai. However, he says, if you happen to know that the non-Jew will be coming back and return and take it on that very same day, then he says, we can be makel that overturning a kli up on top of it will be sufficient. Since the chametz will remain by the Jew for a very short period of time, so there the Mishnah Berurah is saying that we don't have to be concerned that the kli will be removed and that one will come to accidentally eat the chametz. We move on here. Sif Gimel. So as an introduction to the Sif, the Shulchan Aruch now is going to continue the discussion of the halachos of a non-Jew's chametz found by a Jew. And the previous Sifim discussed chametz that had been deposited with a Jew, like for Shmira, for safekeeping. And this Sif is going to discuss chametz held by its non-Jewish owner in a Jew's rishus, as well as whether it is permissible to eat non-chametz food together with the non-Jew who is eating chametz. In other words, at the end of the day, if you have this chametz of the non-Jew in your Rishus. What are the halachas regarding this? I'm going to see this right now. Any Yehudi should nechatz l'beis Yisrael v'chametzo biyado eino zakuk lo tzio. A non-Jew who comes into a home of a Yisrael and he has chametz in his hand, so the Jew does not need to go ahead and remove him from the house. Afa pishi Yisrael roa chametz shel eino Yehudi ein b'kach klum. Even though the Jew sees the non-Jew's chametz, this does not matter. Aval aser laloso imo al ha-shulchan v'afilu behefsek mapa. However, it is aser to place the non-Jew together with himself at the table, even with the separation of a different tablecloth. Mishnah Brura sif katon tez zayin ein b'kach klum. It does not matter, meaning even though the Jew sees the non-Jew's chametz, when the non-Jew entered the Jew's house with his chametz in his hand, the Jew does not need to remove him from the house, because ein b'kach klum. It doesn't matter. The shalcha iyata ro'eh, aval ata ro'eh shalachem. Because Chazal interpret the pasuk that bal yira'eh, that, and it says l'cha, shalcha iyata ro'eh, aval ata ro'eh shel acherim. Chametz must not be seen by you, to mean your chametz. You may not see, but you can see the chametz of others. Obviously, we're talking, as we said before, to chametz of a non-Jew, for which the Jew does not bear any responsibility. And there's no concern here that the Jew will come to eat the chametz. Kemo shechashashu b'mufkad b'yado. Right, we had that concern with the chametz that is deposited with the Jew, and because of this, required him to make v'tzvichu mishum zeh lasos machitza, and because of this, we required him to make a machitza. In this case, this is not where it was mufkad etzlo, it was in his house. Rather, the non-Jew has the chametz under his control, and he's guarding it, and just happens to be in your house. So he's with his chametz. If he's in your house with his chametz, you do not have to go ahead and dispose of the non-Jew. Get rid of the non-Jew with his chametz from the house. Sif katan yud zayin, but it's still usher to place the non-Jew together with himself at the table with his chametz, even as a separation of a different tablecloth. Sif katan yud zayin, rotzalomar shelo yochlu yachtav al ha-shulchan, shema yisarev chametz v'machalo shel Yisrael. That is, they should not eat together at the table out of concern that the non-Jew's chametz may become mixed with the Jew's food. Sif katan yud ches, v'afilu behefsek mafa. And even with a separation of a different tablecloth, v'yafal pi dim echad ochel basar, v'echad ochel chalav al shulchan echad, shari im mapa nafsekes, even though if one person eats meat and another eats dairy at the same table, it is mutter if a different tablecloth separates them. Chametz is different. Chametz shiny, shehu b'mashu, because chametz is going to be usher, because it's capable of rendering other foods, it's capable of rendering other food usher, even with a minuscule amount that blends together with the food. The rachok adavar shelo yisarev peror echad shel akum b'shel Yisrael v'usher. And it is highly unlikely that at least one of the non-Jews' crumbs will not become mixed with the Jew's food, and which would therefore render the Jew's food usher. And therefore, that's why a hefsek mapa will not help. V'skimu achronim, da'afilu im ein lo hekeros im a'akum zeh. And the achronim also point out that even if he is not acquainted with this non-Jew, for example, the halacha is that two people who do not know each other are permitted to eat meat and milk together at the same table. This is because it's unlikely that a person will unthinkingly take food from someone whom he does not know. But this kula, once again, does not apply to chametz on Pesach, as the Mishnah Berurah is going to now explain. Even if he's not an acquaintance of this non-Jew, and there's no concern that he's going to go and just like eat from his chametz, gam kein aser, it's going to be aser. Umitam hanomar le'el. And this is for the reason mentioned above, shema misarev peirer chametz mi'atzmo b'machalo shel Yisrael, because perhaps a crumb of chametz may become mixed on its own with the Jews' food. All this refers to when they eat at the same time. Aval b'shasha eino ochel. But when we're dealing with a time when the Jew is not eating, right? Mutar lo laniach la'akul mechal al shulchano. Right? If we're discussing when the Jew is not eating, then it is going to be mutar for him to allow the non-Jew to eat at his table. Rakshi yizara Yisrael lenakos ha'shulchan la'uladicho yafe achar achil ha'sa'akum. The Jew should have to be careful to clean the table and wash it well after the non-Jews dining there. Shelo yisharu sham peirurin mechametzo, so that no crumbs from his chametz remain there. V'chein tzarech lizar kishiyela ha'akum mibeso sheyitol kol chametzo v'lo yishdara mimenu ma'uma. He should take care that when a non-Jew leaves his house, that he takes all his chametz with him, and that none of it whatsoever remains. Now, this is basically, although the Jew has accepted no liability for the chametz and will not transgress by Yerah, it's still necessary to ensure that no chametz remains around one's home, because, once again, the concern that someone might inadvertently eat it, and this is true even if one wishes to construct a machitza, this is not what should be done. Sif Dalin. Yisrael shehifkid chametzo etzel Yisrael chavero o etzel ha'ini Yehudi af al pi shekibel alav arnifkar achrayis over alav af ha'mafkid. Comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, it's a little bit of an introduction first. That we saw in Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch paskin, that when a shomer accepts liability for a deposit of chametz, this is considered like a partial ownership, and the shomer is over by Yerah by retaining this chametz in his domain on Pesach. So in this sif, Shulchan Aruch addresses the question of whether a Jewish owner of chametz, which he deposited with a shomer, still transgresses Baal Yerah. So he says, if a Jew deposited chametz with his fellow Jew, Yisrael shifkid chametzel, chametzel etzel Yisrael chavero, or etzel eni Yehudi, or if he deposited with a non-Jew, then even even if the shomer accepted liability, the Jew or the non-Jew, the owner is going to be over alav, is going to transgress the iser of oni chametz of bayira af ha mafkid, right? Even the mafkid, the owner, the one who gave over his chametz, is going to be over, even if the shomer, who happens to be either a Jew or a non-Jew, accepted upon themselves achrayas and have the achrayas over the chametz. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katav Yutes, Af Al Pi Shekibel Alav Sharei Mikol Makom Guf Amamon Hushalo. Why is he still chayev? For after all, the actual monetary value of the chametz itself is still his. V'lo Amru Le'el B'Sif Al De Kabbalah Zachrayas Nefshav Kishalo El Ali Inyan Zed Al Yidei Kabbalah Zachrayas Yesh Lo Shayach Chus Uzechus Begaveh. He says that which was said before in Sif Aleph, that accepting liability for loss makes the chametz considered as if it was his, that was only with regard to the notion that by accepting what? Liability, the shomer has a connection, right? He has a connection and certain rights to it, even though it is not essentially his. So it is due to this, it's due to this zuchus that the Torah obligates him to eliminate the chametz, and it will be over. He'll be over by Yerah if he keeps it. However, the opposite case, however, in the opposite case, however, where the item is his and someone else has simply accepted liability, in this case, in this case, it is not logical to say that the chametz has been removed from one's ownership by virtue of another's accepting liability. Now, the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah is not addressing the fact that the chametz is not actually on the owner's property. So with respect to that issue is actually a major machlekes in the Rishonim and the Achronim with respect to that. Anyway, this is how, bottom line, halacha, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining here for all the different shitas on that, if the Jews, chametz, is now in the rishus of a non-Jew, there might actually be other opinions with respect to this, but here it is pretty clear that the Mishnah Berurah is saying, even if the object and the chametz is in the rishus of a non-Jew, the Jew will be over. The Jew who deposited the chametz, who owns the chametz, will be over. Sivkat mechaf, over a love af hamafkid, the mafkid is going to be over. Kain sarach lomar, even the mafkid. The nifkad gam kain over af shein shelo, because the nifkad, the shomer, if he's a Jew, he's also going to be over. Meaning they're both going to be over. If a Jew gives his chametz to a non-Jew and both of them do not get rid of it, so they're both chayiv to go ahead and get rid of it. The owner, if he didn't do bittel, he will be over. Now, if the owner is not home and the shomer has no access to him, so what the shomer should do with the chametz on Erev Pesach will be explained below in Tav Mem Gimel, see there, because the Shulchan Aruch there is going to write that the shomer should sell the chametz to a non-Jew. Now, it should be noted that we saw in Mishnah Berurah that when a Jew is guarding chametz belonging to a non-Jew, it's a shaila whether the Jew can sell the chametz on Erev Pesach since it does not belong to him. But this doesn't apply when a Jew is guarding chametz which belongs to a Jew. In that case, it is unanimously accepted that the shomer is going to be able to sell the chametz. The reason is that selling it is clearly beneficial to the owner himself, as he may not he's not allowed to retain ownership of the chametz over Pesach, and it would be as a chus for him, and therefore the shomer can therefore act on his behalf, automatically become like a shliach to go ahead and sell it.